You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people.
Hello, good people.
Hello, hello.
We are back for another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and
Douglas Parks. Douglas. Doug Parks.
I just look at him and he's like, Doug Parks. So, if you guys would like to, our episode 7 is actually a crossover episode with Doug and Stacy from Off the Beaten Path. I was unable to attend Off the Beaten Path to record, so Doug was very kind and sat in for me and did a pretty good job at it.
I fucked the whole thing up.
He did not fuck the whole thing up.
And another question, Stacy was speaking into this mic recently. Should I sanitize it first?
She was on the phone. Oh, my God.
I don't know about I'm just trying to be careful.
I know, but I don't know about you guys, but can somebody take him for a little while?
Yeah, nobody else wants me. How do you think I ended up here?
I want you. I just would like a break for just a little while. Is that okay?
You want me to leave?
No. Stay right there. We have a podcast to record.
Yeah.
All right, so we got some topics to talk about, some things that we would like to discuss. So we got this really cool note page for this episode. Doug's got a little bit of notes together. So let's talk a little bit about the Amish during COVID-19. So what impacts, you know, they had on their community and if they're the same or if they kind of differ from us English folk.
Well, nearly 40,000 Amish call central Pennsylvania their home. Many of them have had parts of their lives uprooted amid the coronavirus restrictions. I think in many ways it impacts the Amish community very much the same way that it impacts all Pennsylvanians, said Stephen Nolte in this article that I read. It goes on to tell like where he works and what he is, but I really don't give a shit. We're talking about the Amish right now, Mr. Steve Nolte. Just sit your old doctor aside and you shut the fuck up a minute. All right. The Amish schoolhouses are closed and the religious way of life that they might know. And most of their religion is now practiced inside their homes. Much the same way we are. And I don't see the Amish fucking picketing to go to church. You know? They're just like...
I don't know what that was. Just keep going.
I'm scared now.
I hit something and it started coming from the computer. Go ahead.
All right. I forgot where it was, so I'm just going to skip to this one. While many may think that the Amish as getting around in horse and buggy, it is now pretty common for them to hire non-Amish drivers to take them places. These days, however, the so-called Amish taxi drivers aren't working.
So-called?
So-called.
Wow.
I don't know if they so call themselves that or other people so call them.
All right, Mr. Doctorate, thanks for trying to point out the fucking obvious there.
Maybe when your niece So-So grows up, So-So so calls it. I don't know.
Okay.
They really have a lot of efforts to make sure this information gets out to the Amish people. Normally, the Amish rely solely on newspaper and word of mouth, but recently, organizations work to send them regular updates. I guess they either use pigeon, owl, or slingshots.
Ooh, can I do the slingshot?
Maybe they write it in the sky with airplanes over top of the Amish.
Maybe they use hot air balloons and drop it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have a really long hose.
Maybe they have two cans tied to a really long rope. That's probably how they talk to it, like the Amish.
That probably is. You know, Amish actually have a phone at the end of their drive.
Yeah, for what?
For like if they need to get a hold of somebody, like a 911 or like medical personnel to like make a doctor's appointment or something, they can use it just for those purposes because there's no other way to get a hold of those type of people.
Yeah.
But other than that, they're not supposed to use it.
They can't just email it?
Email it?
A-mail. Amish mail.
Amish mail is snail mail. And yeah. It'll take like 23 days to get there. They got to sort that shit.
I thought they were using drones.
No, they ain't using no damn drones.
Normally, the Amish rely solely on newspaper and word of mouth. All right, I already read that.
Sorry, guys. Backing up.
I know a number of medical institutions have been sending out letters to the Amish patients. Deacons in the Amish community have also been receiving information. Economically, some have been hit harder than others. The farmers are still sowing their seeds, but those who work in construction, building barns, roofing, masonry, are not working at the moment. It definitely has an impact on the economy for the rest of us, too. While many day-to-day things have changed for everyone, it has also changed for the Amish just as much. Like, yeah, like, they're right next door to us, but we haven't been thinking about them. You know, not many people have anyway.
No, I mean, like, they're all over central PA here, or south central PA where we live, and I don't think I ever actually, like, took notice to it or anything. We were talking the other night. We attempted to record a podcast, however, it kind of failed. And we were talking about how I hadn't seen horse and buggies a lot lately.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird, but when I realized it, I was like, oh, crap. Like, we haven't seen them lately.
Yeah, like, these motherfuckers have done let loose Satan on the earth. We got to hide from them. You know, that's where I would be.
Yeah.
If you're on an Amish farm, you can grow what you need. You have plenty of food. You have plenty of animals, you know, for whatever. So you're fine. You have all them skills that you can take care of yourself, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, you brought up a good point earlier. They're not getting unemployment.
No. They don't pay taxes into our tax system. They're not part of our tax system, even though they live here. So they don't get the same benefits. If there's a natural disaster, they have to fix things themselves, you know?
Yeah, and it's not like they're going to call any help from us anyways.
No.
They pretty much stay away from us.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, we're the underwear. They're underwear. And we're the balls and the nuts and the assholes. You know?
Yeah. They support us.
Yeah, they support us.
So let's move on to talking about dry shampoo. So I was helping my sister clean the bathroom. And she found this can of dry shampoo. And she's like, who uses this cheap-ass shit? Just take a damn shower. And I was like, it's actually not that bad. You know, if you need to, like, style your hair a certain way or whatever, you know, you can use it in there. And,
is it still in there?
Get a little bit of the oil out there. Yeah, it's still in there. And so I was like, here, I'll show you. And I spritzed it in my hair, you know, in the three spots like I always do. And then I rubbed it in with my fingertips. Got done rubbing it in with my fingertips. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. Like, it was really dry. Like dry, like straw dry.
I wonder if Serena's been farting into the container.
Ew.
Yeah. Hurricane Serena.
So Doug, what is your favorite glass cleaner and favorite glass cleaning regimen?
I'm glad you asked, Terry. No, I put that on there because this is my favorite glass cleaner. It comes in a metal can. It's ammonia-free, streakless, all that crap. It's called Sprayway. It's got this little lady dressed up like she's from the 50s, and she's on there cleaning glass. But this is like the best stuff in the world. It foams up and it sticks where you put it. It doesn't run down your window. You know, you let it sit for a few minutes and wipe it and then just spray quick again and then wipe again. It comes out like my car windows when I do them, if I do them all the way around inside and out and take like a good 2 hours just cleaning my windows, it's like I'm inside of a crystal ball. It's like cool as shit. It makes the glass so pretty. I love it. And I thought it was worth sharing, you know.
The invisible glass is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
It's almost the same thing. It has just a little bit of a thicker foam.
Yeah.
And it's ammonia free, and it also helps like clean off like smoke and or tar buildup from like smoking
and
stuff.
Now, I don't mind a good ammonia.
Oh, no. Nobody.
But not the pneumonia, which my cousin Karen has.
Karen has pneumonia?
I found out today she has pneumonia.
Oh.
She just had pneumonia not that long ago. Because where she had a tubal pregnancy and they gave her a chemo, basically.
Yeah.
And chemo fucking wrecks your immune system.
Yes.
So you can't be exposed to people that are sick. You'll catch it and it'll fuck you up for a while. So, like, yeah, she catches stuff really easily. So I feel bad that she's dealing with this.
Well, she also has an autoimmune disease, too.
Yeah. But at first, she was worried that it was COVID-19.
Yeah. I mean,
she had hung out with the neighbors. But I think she's kind of glad that it's a pneumonia, but she's also not glad because she's still fucked up.
Yeah, it is probably a relief.
It's not going to kill her.
It's probably a relief because, you know, when you find out that it's pneumonia versus having COVID-19, COVID-19 is progressively going to tear you down, where pneumonia... We can fix pneumonia, but yeah. We don't know enough about COVID-19 to fix it.
Yeah. She has a better chance with the pneumonia. You know?
Yeah.
You got down, Benny Push. You can stop jumping up and down. Yeah. So I don't know why ammonia and pneumonia popped in my head. Maybe because they rhyme a little bit.
And some people will say like pneumonia instead of ammonia.
Ammonia.
Like I've heard a couple of times be like, hey, what's that cleaning stuff? Is that pneumonia? No, guys, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of rapple cider vinegar. Are you thinking of bleach?
Bleach. That almost sounds like Blanche.
Yeah, Blanche. Bleach. Bitch.
Oh. Don't call me a bitch.
I guess I just did. Sorry, bitch.
So, another thing that he has on here is...
God, my balls itch.
Randomly...
What is causing this? Do you think that, like, free and clear crap that your mom wanted to use, the Downy? You put down that... Remember that Downy free and clear? And you said that it should be all right? She said it smells good, but it's supposed to be for sensitive skin. Ugh. I told her not to use that shit.
What are you talking about?
A few weeks ago, we washed clothes in that. Well, you've got that Downy fabric softener. That stuff, yeah. It's all like glue.
But it's free and clear.
I know, but fucking my balls are itching for some reason.
Because some of the clothes get washed with regular... They got to stop putting in clothes for us.
Yeah, I can't do that. Like, my whole body's itchy, but especially my balls and my armpits. I feel like they're burnt.
Yes, because people keep throwing our laundry in with the regular stuff. And I've told them that you have sensitive skin and we need to nurture you.
I mean, it's the only thing that's wrong with me.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, in every other way, I'm fine. Great.
Perfect.
Spindoucheless.
What?
Spindoucheless.
What the hell is that? Can I get a definition?
Superman that's doucheless. I'm not a douchebag.
Oh.
Spindoucheless.
Okay.
super doucheless or something like that.
All right. So, spindoucheless. That's dumb as fuck. But anyways... I told them not to wash your laundry in the regular stuff. So I will correct the issue and really.
I hope you bought this for me.
I think yours is down in the shower.
No, yours is down in the shower.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is an extra one you bought.
Okay.
These things are awesome. These things are used in the shower. They're called Clean Logic. And they're like exfoliating. And they feel so good when you scratch it back with them. And they're like, if you Google it, there's all these weird things you could do with washing your back with these. Turn them inside out of themselves and put soap in them. Yeah, so you have to Google it.
It is called Clean Logic Detox Purifying Charcoal Stretch Washcloth. It exfoliates and draws out impurities. Stretch fiber technology.
Yes.
And the website, oh, they have a web. Yes, they have a Facebook page, facebook.com/cleanlogic or cleanlogicbodycare.com. So check them out. They're really cool. I think they're cool.
Yeah, like Oprah has her favorite things. I think we should have our favorite things.
Yes.
We have the Windex glass cleaner that I like. Well, it's not Windex, it's Spray. You know, we talk about the things that we like.
Yeah.
You know, this our hemp lotion. Things.
Oh my gosh, that stuff is amazing.
I love this fucking shit. When I put this on, I want to go to bed and just enjoy a good night's sleep.
It is amazing.
And where I've been cleaning my hands a lot with this alcohol at work, and they've been dry and cracked, this is like really helping my skin. I love it.
So I bought this at Walmart. It is Malibu Tan Hemp Moisturizer. So it's body lotion for dry skin. It does not have a web address for us to share with you. But you can get it at Walmart. And it, once again, is called Malibu Tan Hemp Moisturizer. It's some good shit. I love it. They also have a tattoo one, like when you get your tattoos done, yeah, which you can rub on there. And a lot of people say that that works really good and they really like that. So our next topic that we have on our list is funny pics saved in our phones.
So we're going to talk about these, right?
Yes.
Because my phone doesn't want to open up because it can't see my face. I got a microphone in front of it. Maybe if my dumbass would move my phone. All right. So I saved this the other day. It's a guy and a girl texting each other. And the girl's texting first and she says, "Why were you eating my ass so much?" And the guy texted back and said, "Had to get the taste of your pussy out of my mouth." Like, that would be funny to text back and forth to people.
Yes, it would be.
I also have a picture of The Rock, and he's driving a car, and he looks around in the back seat to his daughter or whatever, whoever's in the back. There's a blonde woman in the back. I'm guessing it's not his daughter because of what they say. But The Rock says, "I remember my first blowjob." And the blonde girl says, "Did you swallow?" And The Rock turns around and gives her the eye. That one's funny as fuck. And also, look at this. Look at this hot. He's got his dick pierced, tattooed. Let me give you my phone so you can look at that a little bit better.
Okay. Oh, wow. He does have his dick tattooed.
Yeah, and it's really cool, too. It's like lightning of some kind going down it.
Yeah.
And he's a supermodel, and he's wearing nothing at all except for tennis shoes and socks. So either he's advertising himself or he's advertising Converse.
He's All-Star. Advertising the shoes.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't really pay no attention to just shoes at all. This butt-ass naked guy with a 12-inch cock walking down a fucking runway.
Uncut, too.
Yeah, the last thing I'm going to fucking be checking out is the shoes.
It definitely doesn't look like a pig in a blanket. It looks like a foot long in a blanket.
And then there's the Tiger King. There's a lot of good memes out now. There's one I saw earlier on Facebook that was talking about that rap singer guy.
Rap singer?
Yeah, the one with all the tattoos on his face.
Oh, 6ix9ine?
No, the other one. 6ix9ine got out of jail. They let him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his little fucking snitch ass ain't going to make it.
No.
You know, like, he was on protective custody in there.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Post Malone.
Post Malone, yeah. There was a meme that said Post Malone would have been the Tiger King's next boyfriend or husband, and it showed him with a bunch of tigers and stuff.
So first, before you continue with your funny stuff, so I got on Facebook because I was going to share the Facebook page with like all the Carole Baskin memes on it.
Oh yeah,
and because most of them are pretty funny. And some douchebag put up, I wonder if bank robbers are loving this whole you now have to wear a mask into the bank thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't gotten more likes on that one. I got a bunch of laughs.
And then somebody says, are banks still open inside or is everything drive through now? And then someone else says, yeah.
John Thompson knew about my past, so that was funny. Everybody else is just laughing.
Yeah, I know.
And then there's this super funny song that Okay. It's hilarious.
Okay, so the Facebook page for the Carole Baskin memes is Carole Baskin is the Devil meme page. I followed it, and it's very very interesting.
Carole Baskin's what?
OJ, by the way, is an African-American person. I have a great relationship with the African-American community. The unemployment is so down. But the Chinese virus is affecting them very, very harshly. There's always been a lot of tension between the African-Americans and the Chinese, but we won't get into that. But anyways, we're gonna be looking for Carol, wanted dead or alive. So thank you and good night.
So, a little tidbit of funny. The meme page is called Carole. Oh, my gosh.
Do you know why we lost our weekend privileges? Carole fucking Baskins.
Carole Baskin is the Devil meme page. It is Baskin, not Baskins. It's like the first thing on there. I don't know who needs to hear it.
It's as funny as shit, though.
It is funny.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, I don't know. My mother's been posting all these things on Facebook about Trump, and I think she wants to be, you know,
in his britches.
Yeah. Well, just.
She wants to be the underwear that supports his nutsack and his balls and his ass.
She wants to be his Monica Lewinsky.
Underneath the desk.
She wants to stand up with Trump's nut all running down her chin and smile at my dad and be like, you ready to kiss me, babe? Because you love him just as much as I do.
Oh, Lord. She's going to be in there with St. Carol.
St. Carol. So, we asked 100 tigers, What was their favorite snack? Carol Baskin's husband, replied the woman. That is funny as shit. You want to tell Byron what that is?
So it is a photo of a man that has his pants pulled down a little bit and has a picture of Hillary Clinton that has her hand on her in a fist on her face like she's coughing. But he put it right at like the perfect spot that makes it look like she's giving him a blowjob. We'll put it up on our Facebook page because it's funny. So, any more funny photos in your camera roll?
Yes. I took one the other day of Benny Puss when I was holding him like a baby. Uh-huh. And his tongue's all hanging out like he's trying to lick his face. You know, because he can't get to anything else to lick it, to say thank you for this pleasure I'm feeling. So he's just like trying to lick his face and he's going into convulsions. It's more of a video.
So I have something to wrap up our in our camera roll segment with something that's actually kind of sweet during this time. So a lady in the town of Delta has a shed that has a giant wall, well, big wall that's open. And she is allowing budding artists in Delta to come and draw on the wall with chalk. And she'll leave it up for a couple of days. And then they'll wash it off and let the next person draw on the wall. So it kind of gives kids something to do and also, you know, gives them a creative outlet during this time.
Oh.
So that was...
How so? I just moved to this town. I'm not originally from here. You know... That's awesome.
It wasn't you.
I'm just joking.
I know.
Like, she's obviously somebody that moved here from a much better town where they think about good things like that. Because, you know, most people here don't think about things like that.
Hey.
They just have podcasts and have their cheesy boyfriends on there.
Hey. I'm personally attacked. So, also in my camera roll is, reminds me that I made dinner the other night.
Yeah, that was delicious.
It was gluten-free pepperoni cheese bake. It had like noodles and sauce, pizza sauce, and pepperoni cut up in it, and then cheese, ooey gooey cheese all over it.
I'm going to post this on Facebook. Somebody took a flashlight and attached it to their fan, their box fan, and took the cover off the box fan. So when you turn the fan on high, the flashlight will spin real fast. And it'll cool you down while it's giving you a hand job. Like, that's ingenious. These are the kind of friends I want in my life. They're creative.
I need more creative friends in my life.
Well, so, you know, when I run out of ideas, I got somebody equally as brilliant there to come up with something else for us to do for a while.
That's true.
You know,
other than being on lame podcast.
With your cheesy boyfriend. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. With your cheesy boyfriend.
Should I post that box fan on Facebook?
Yes. Put it on the page.
No, I was going to put it on my Facebook.
You could put it on your Facebook, but I also want to see it on the podcast Facebook page.
Ugh, you're so needy.
We need to keep this going.
Yeah.
So let's keep the episode going, and you could play on your phone afterwards. I'll remind you. You told me to stop it.
Yeah.
That was a first. Did I upset you?
You're being mean. You're on your phone as much as I am.
That's literally who I am as a human being.
And we're both fucking looking up photos that we're doing for the podcast.
I know.
How am I not going to do that if I don't have my phone in my hand?
Are we really going to argue on the podcast right now?
Why not?
Okay. All right. So.
Now I don't know what's going on with the podcast, so. Let's just make up shit.
We were just arguing.
Yeah, but I'm over that. That was last week.
Yeah. So over it. So Doug's next note is kind of long.
Yeah, I think that families should be using this time to not only spend time with their children, but to educate them on things that you're not going to learn at school, like how to can and grow vegetables and how to fucking skin a deer. You know, there's a lot of things that historically the elders in our family know that they haven't used because we have become such an entitled world for a while now. You know, pretty much anything we want, we order it or we go pick it up. We don't have to really grow food. We don't have to can. We don't have to bake and cook as much as like we did back in the day. And we've got all our old people stuffed away in fucking nursing homes that are being hit by coronavirus when we should be bringing them into our houses and taking care of them ourselves and spending that time to get to know what they know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can agree with that. Having that older generation there to teach you things in a time when it's not, I don't think it's going to get that drastic, but if it ever did get that drastic, like, we're all fucked. Like, if the world really did get to a point where we had to do, you know, very big survival skills and stuff.
Well, I'm good.
Most people would not be able to do it.
I'm good, though, so fuck the rest of those idiots. They should have read a book every now and then. They should have picked up a damn manual.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that Chilton doesn't make manuals anymore.
They make them?
No. Not Chilton. It's a different brand now. Somebody bought Chilton.
Oh. What's it called now?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Your mama?
I still call them Chilton manuals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can 100% agree with you on that. And I think that it is a necessity to be able to do the things that you need to do and be successful in a situation or a time when we need to, you know, use those skills. I can honestly say that I have some skills, but I don't have as much as, you know, people that are older than me do. So, and it's really all about how you were raised. You know what I mean? Like, if you were raised to do that kind of stuff, like that kind of stuff was like in your wheelhouse when you were being raised or whatever, and you learned it as you were growing up. Like, yeah, I get that. But like I can cook for myself where some men can't cook for themselves. And they rely on women to cook for them and stuff like that. So I really think that I really think that it is something that we really do need to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, so like we are so busy in this world that we can't take care of our elders. And if you're ever stuck in a situation where you have somebody in your family who has Alzheimer's, my best friend Lori, her mother has progressed to the end of stages of Alzheimer's, and it's fucking been hell on her. I have a great grandfather who went through dementia, and I've known people in my life who've had Alzheimer's, and it affects the families really bad. You really can't take care of them anymore. You've got like 100-some-pound baby, basically. You know, yes. And you can't control them. You can't watch them at all times. In the middle of the night, they'll get up and disappear. And they don't know where they are or who they're going. It's very hard. So you pack them away in nursing homes, which I'm not judging. But in times like this, when you're not busy working, you're at home, you're not doing nothing but hanging out with family and you're quarantined, we should be bringing these elders home to spend time with us and hang out with us and care for them and watch them. You know, even if you have to put shock collars on them or homing devices, we should bring them home so that they can spend time with us and we can learn what they know. We can hang out and play all the card games and they can teach us how to cheat and not get caught. All that good stuff.
Okay. So two things to kind of follow that up and to talk that, you know, my point of view or my opinions. First of all, watching somebody in your family go through Alzheimer's, is extremely, extremely overbearing on a family. I watched my grandmother from a young age go through all the stages of Alzheimer's, and it was very scary to me as a young kid to watch her go from being my grandmother to being somebody that I didn't know, to not knowing who I was, to eventually being gone from my life. And I didn't have an immensely huge relationship or very, very strong relationship with my grandmother. However, I do know that going through, watching somebody go through that is very, very, very detrimental to a family. Another thing is I can kind of see both sides of where people are not bringing the elderly home. I think when this first came around, everybody said that the elderly are the ones that are going to contract it first because they're old and, you know, their bodies are a lot, you know, more fragile than ours. I think that a lot of people are scared because of that. They don't want to bring them home and then possibly infect the whole family. And then two, I think that they don't want to, or the nursing homes don't want to let them out because of the risk of spreading it around because of their age and them being elderly. And it also increases our risk too if they're out and they're at home and a kid brings it home, they could get it and they could die. So, like, I can see all the different points of views around that and why people wouldn't want to do that. So, speaking of COVID-19, Ryan Seacrest donated, I think it was $100,000 or $1 million or something. I can't remember exactly how much it was, to first responders and so, like, medical workers, all that kind of stuff, to help them get places when they are not tending or working, because a lot of people are sleeping in their cars.
They don't want to go home to their families.
They don't want to go home to their families and infect them. So shout out to Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, like, the government should automatically do that. Hotels and stuff should be opened up, you know?
Yeah, and I know that
Holiday Inn, you want to do something good, just jump in there, donate some rooms.
Yeah, I know that down in Maryland, there's a couple hotels that the hospital actually rented them out for the time being so that people could go there and sleep there, like, in between shifts.
Shit, shower, and shave.
And then the hotel will actually go in and sanitize the rooms and have them ready for the next shift that's coming. So I think that's pretty cool.
I do too. You know what? It sucks. Shit sucks. But there's so much good that's happening in it. You know, really, like, honestly, people are really taking the time to get a lot of shit done around their houses that they normally wouldn't do. I've literally, driving to work, the houses are getting nicer. Yards are getting prettier, cleaned up. You can see people out there doing stuff, working on shutters and different stuff here and there. You know, and it's like, it's really cool that, you know, people really need to start seeing the positive in it and stop focusing on the negative so much, and maybe you won't feel so bad. You know, there's nothing we could do about the shit. We're stuck in it. We might as well just make the best of it.
And I mean, and just to add to that, like, you have started to see, like, as far as, like, different groups of people coming together, where before all this happened, it was a lot of these movements saying that, you know, you're being racist, you're being disrespectful to my people, you know, you're gay bashing, things like that was really all that everybody talked about. And now it's more of, we're Americans, what can we do to help? What can we do to keep everybody safe, keep myself safe, keep my friends safe, keep my family safe, and keep all these other idiots that are running around out here safe? And that is just amazing to see how we went from being such a hateful group to being such a fear-driven group to starting to love people and talking to people and respecting people that we would have never talked to before, or we would have never had a conversation with before, or we would have never had any interaction with before. But now it's more common for that is to be respectful to each other because everybody is going through the same thing.
And plus, TikTok has gotten a lot more creative. It's not a bunch of dumb shit on there like everybody copying the same fucking video 100 fucking times. People are actually getting creative and doing cool things, and it's exciting to me.
Yeah, I think everything kind of slowed down. So we went from being so busy in our lives to being all over the place and all that kind of stuff. And then now we have the brakes on, and people are starting to realize things. They're starting to focus on other things other than just day-to-day activities. They're starting to, you know, attempt to be better people. So I think that if anything good comes out of the coronavirus, I would have to say is that we start to love each other more. We start to respect Americans as Americans, and we have less of this racist stigma and less of this homophobia and stuff like that. Like, we're not around each other, so it's really not going to impact it as far as like people meeting each other and learning that way. But I think that people are realizing that everybody is human. It doesn't matter what sex you like. It doesn't matter who you're in love with. It doesn't matter what color you are. This thing can take you out too. Mm-hmm. It can affect you just as much as it can a white guy that's, you know, got his pants fucking sagging and acting like he's gangster.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that if anything's taken out of it, we're going to learn a very hard lesson on humans are humans.
Well, what's funny about the pants sagging thing in prison, that's how they advertised that they were up for sex.
Yeah.
They would put their pants down. And so I see the guys doing it today and they think it's a fashion statement, but it's kind of curious as to how many fashion statements that people do today that started off in prison, like the teardrop and stuff like that. You know, people are like, oh, it means I got a body. No, it doesn't. It means you were somebody's bitch in prison. You know, like, fuck that. Let's be honest here. Now you're fucking wearing all this out here. Like, what are you really saying?
Yeah. Like, just like the one pant leg rolled up. Didn't that come from prison?
I don't know. I think that was a west side, east side, north side type thing.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like east, west. You know, if you had it rolled up on the one side, it meant that like the left represented east. And I think, I don't know, either or. It depends on which way you're standing and facing. But
yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of like stuff like, come on. You know, you're confusing me now. You know, because it's like when I was in jail, I was used to being able to find out the ones that were up for grabs. But now out here, you go for the same thing and they're just straight guys.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. I'm walking down the street trying to get a piece of ass, and this guy's like, bro, I'm straight. But so I just wanted to announce real quick before we wrap it up that when COVID-19 finally breaks, we finally start to get back to normal and everything is smoothed over. So probably next year would probably be a good time to say that we will start it. We are going to be starting a new podcast, Doug and I, called Carpool Podcast, where we drive around, pick up our friends, talk to them, have real, you know, a real conversation with somebody, joke around, have fun. So that's coming probably late next year after the coronavirus and everything starts to pick back up and becomes normal again.
Yeah. After motherfuckers got jobs and money.
Yeah. So follow Doug on TikTok at Douglas Park 7. Follow me on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Terry Miller 91. And Terry has two Y's. So until next time, stay groovy.
And stay off your cell phones. And pay attention to each other.
And don't try to get a man with his pants sagging because he might be straight. bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this production of Claywater Media. You can listen to this podcast and all of our other podcasts anywhere that you enjoy listening to podcasts. You can listen to Tackled, Kind of a Big Deal, Off the Beaten Path, Carpool Podcast, and Tea Time with Paul Douglas. Thank you for listening. Bye.